From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Shauna May.
And follow me at Bella_Lala125.
And Julina's video is still climbing on TikTok.
Yeah, it's slowed down. It definitely has, but it's the other videos now, like I have up on her, like I'm at 30,000 at one. The other one's like 10,000. So like people are checking out my other stuff now. I'm like, oh no, don't watch that video.
You might have to take it down.
I know. And I mean, TikTok is supposedly, they're trying to shut that down. So who knows, you know?
I heard.
I was like, of course she goes viral. And now like the next week, they're going to close down, shut down TikTok, you know?
You know, I just think it's crazy.
It is. Listen, me and Shauna always tell you guys how bad TikTok can be. For kids, mainly. For kids. You shouldn't have young people on there. But the other side of TikTok is absolutely amazing, right?
There's so much information.
So much information. Even if someone's like, it's misinformation or it could be wrong. I don't give a shit. I want to know all information. And then I want to decide. I want to research. And I want to see it for myself.
Yeah.
TikTok, we've said it multiple times, TikTok over these last few years have shown us more going on in the world, in our own cities, our own states, our own country, than the news has. It has shown us more, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it shows you what the news doesn't show you.
Yeah.
I'm saying what is out there and what they choose not to tell you.
Exactly. And it's firsthand accounts. So yeah, maybe information could be a little skewed on TikTok, but the videos that people are showing and saying, hey, this is a situation going on right here. I am filming this. I am here right now in the middle of it. Look at what's going on. And yeah. Then you turn on the news and either A, the news is not even talking about it, or B, the news is twisting that situation or not showing the real stuff going on to suit whatever needs they want.
Exactly. Yeah, they flip it. That's what they like to do. And I don't think that part of the news will ever change.
No.
It's been going on since I was little.
It's been going on since news was news, probably, you know?
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, I think it's gotten worse. And luckily with the internet, it's helped us as, you know, we are able to research things now. We can Google things. We can see, you know, real hand accounts. Back in the day, they didn't have that. So no. You didn't know. Whatever the news printed, you took as God. Like, you took, like, that is what's happening, you know? Yeah. And I feel that's why they're trying to get rid of TikTok. They're not worried about China spying on us. They let a freaking Chinese spy balloon fly over our country, right?
Like, yeah.
Come on. So,
and I heard that it's not just that one. I heard there was
multiple.
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 At different times.
They're in the back pockets of China anyway. This is not about that. This is about control. Controlling our media. Controlling what we see as American people. Controlling what we put up there. And that's why they want it gone. 100% that's why they want it gone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, the government is... You're not... If you work for the government, you cannot have it on your phone, supposedly. I don't know. I wouldn't want somebody telling me what I can and can't have on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. Could it have some kind of spy tech in there? Maybe. Okay.
All apps do.
Yeah, they all do. And like, what are they spying on? You know, like the videos I'm searching, my bank account, maybe. But I got hacked from Russia a few weeks ago. Like, you know, and it wasn't through TikTok. So it's definitely about control. It's definitely they don't like what we are sharing on there and viewing on there. Even. Not even in our own country, but viewing in other countries. What's going on in Palestine? People there are filming, you know, or in China during COVID. We got to see firsthand what was going down in China that the news wasn't showing us. And that was scary. And it was like, okay, this is going on there. We need to be prepared. You know, this is coming next. They're going to try and control us next. And that was all thanks to TikTok.
Well, they are trying to control us. They want us to be just like China.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, yep. We will be... just like China.
and it's hard, and I could speak firsthand on this, or secondhand. My stepmother is from China. She lived there until she was in her 30s, born and raised. So I hear the stories from her, her family that lived there, her friends that come and visit. Like, it's like a, it was like a jail cell, you know what I mean? Like, it was bad during COVID. They couldn't do anything. They were prisoners. They were dying in their apartments because they weren't allowed out. They were, their doors were being locked and welded shut. Could you imagine that? Like,
no. Well, your stepmom went there during COVID. Like,
but right before. She went before COVID happened, like right on the brink of it, and then after, yeah.
And she was locked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. You're right. She went, I'm guessing, I don't know if it was after. Was it after? But they locked her up. They locked her up for weeks in a tiny bedroom.
Because she came from the U.S.
Yeah. And it was like their COVID precaution. Locked her in like a jail cell bedroom. And they only fed her 3 meals a day through a little slot. Like she was a prisoner. You know? And the part of America wants that. Like during COVID, I guarantee you, you know how many Americans wanted that? They're like, yeah. For the safety of others, I would be for that. Oh my, never mind. I don't even want to say what I want to say, but.
They would be for it until it happened to them.
Until it happened to them. Or yeah, yeah, exactly. So we don't want that in America. And I think they're freaking out right now. I hope that they don't ban TikTok because that is our way to see things. And especially with the election coming up, we need TikTok to be around to see every nook and cranny of every situation. Because yeah. They will twist it.
Absolutely. And they still try to twist it, even with the videos on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube.
Yep.
Instagram. You know, they show you bits and pieces. And
look
it's
at
crazy.
January 6th. Not to go on a whole other tangent, but January 6th right there. I understand it was wrong, but the news made it like a freaking massacre.
I know. And I know people that were there.
Yeah. And I watched, so I wanted to do my own research. I didn't let the news show me. Because if you watched one side of the news, January 6th looked like the worst possible thing. Looked like the worst thing that could have happened in a country. Like, it, something from a movie they made it look like, right? Yeah. So then, once they released all the footage, I haven't been able to watch all the hours because it's hours and hours and hours worth of footage. But I was watching, and it was totally different than what the other news station portrayed. The police were walking them in. Most of them were very calm and just looking around like tourists. They were letting them in. The security was letting them in rooms. Like, what? Then when there was a flag on the floor, there was papers on the floor. People were cleaning them up and putting in, fixing it. Who cleans in a massacre or an insurrection? Who cleans up the hallways?
Yeah, I know.
What?
We know people that went, they went, like, you know, as, like, a whole group, and they said that the security guards, the police, were letting them in the Capitol. They asked if they wanted, like, they're like, oh, do you want to go in the Capitol? And my mom's friend was like, it would be nice, but there's just so many people here. She's like, no.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just lines of people waiting to go in.
Yeah.
And, it was very peaceful, she said.
Yes, 90% of it was peaceful, and then there was that small percent that were jerks. And you see videos of...
It's Antifa.
Yeah, yes. And you see videos of people yelling at them, like, stop. No, we're not doing this. We're not damaging property. We're not doing that. We're not doing this, you know? It was all a set... It's not what it was portrayed on the news. And they're still crying about it. I still have friends and family that are crying about the worst day in American history, the insurrection of January 6th. I'm like, if that's the freaking worst day, like,
what about 9/11?
Yeah, get your brain checked. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, it's really sickening, these people. I could give them that footage. I think it's like 70 hours of footage or whatever it was, or 700 hours. I can make them watch it, and they probably would still think the way they think, because it's just like, it's a disease on either side. I say that the total conservatives that are a little crazy, that are very, very crazy, it's a disease. And then the libs that are really crazy, it's a disease. Both sides of the scale. I'm not going to just pick, you know, one or the other. So, yeah, it's sad, Shauna. But hopefully they don't ban it and we can stay up on what's going on in the world and in our own country.
Yes. And, you know, I was very surprised to hear, since we're talking about tragedies, it was not in the national news, but a local student who was, I believe, 13 in a local school district beat his classmate up to the point that she was unconscious.
She?
He, it was a boy.
Yeah, and he beat a girl?
He beat a girl up to the point that she was unconscious.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And everyone is up in arms because the teacher and other students just stood there like they didn't know what to do.
Oh my God.
Well, the other kids can't get involved.
Yeah.
Because they'll get hurt.
Yeah.
And then it'll be considered a big, huge school fight, you know, and more students would probably get in trouble. And the teacher, I mean, these kids now, he's probably ginormous. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She didn't want to get hurt. So what I read online.
Grab a bat.
Via News 12, I read that she hit, like, a red buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess, alerts security or police.
Yeah.
And they came and they took the girl to the hospital by ambulance and he was arrested.
It's really disgusting. And he's 13?
I believe he's 13.
He's going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem adult and they need to do something now with him. And they need to try him as an adult. He needs to go to jail or whatever they can do with him because he is going to be a problem.
Well, they said that, according to the news, that he is going to be getting a felony.
Now, did it state what transpired to cause that? Like, was she bullying him? Was she making fun of him? It didn't say. Okay. Because, you know, it's tough. Like, I've just read another horrible story recently was two girls fought each other. And apparently the one girl was a bully. And then the other girl just had enough and just started beating her to a pulp, too. And slamming her head repeatedly on the floor. And the last I heard, like, they didn't know if she was going to make it in the hospital. So I was reading comments and some people were like, well, that's what she deserved. She's a bully. Like, apparently that girl was a bully who got her head cracked.
Yeah.
But then other people are saying, no, the other kid needs to know a limit. Like, what happened to the days where, yeah, you punched them, you hit them, you kicked them, whatever, and that's it, you know? A fair fight. To repeatedly bash someone's head over and over and over and over when they're not fighting back, that's a different story, you know? Yeah. So that, I don't agree then. She needs to be tried as an adult. She needs to go to jail for that because she, maybe, I don't even know, I have to check if the girl died, but she should have known where to stop. I'm all for standing up for yourself, and I tell my kids, if you get hit, you hit back, but you cannot do that. You have to know that's wrong, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even this kid, you know, if the girl was bullying him, there was no reason that he needed to beat her up
that
to
bad.
The point that she was unconscious and throw a chair at her, because that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
But in all these situations, I blame the parents, because parents are the ones that need to teach their children right from wrong, not the school district.
You have to know your kid, right? Like, I know my son, and these parents had to know if either A, their kid was violent, showed signs of, you know, violence or being a bully, or if their kid was being bullied, you know. The school should pick up on the two, but as a parent, you have to teach your kid better. And I agree with you. It comes down to the parents.
Yeah.
Parents of bullies and parents of kids that are violent. You know, like, I know certain situations where parents have been told, hey, your kid's bullying, and they do nothing about it. Like, oh, no, their kid could do no wrong, or whatever the case may be. So I think that parents in those cases need to also be tried. You know, it's their fault, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was another situation in a local school district where the kid said he was going to bring a gun to school and a knife or something that extent. Yeah. And then he texted a picture to the kid, and the kids got scared and called the cops, and the school didn't report it till the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, if you knew about it, you wouldn't send Gio.
No. The school should have said something right away.
Yeah.
As soon as they saw, like, okay, yeah, this did happen. I know they have to investigate, but send out a message. Hey, whatever, you know, maybe they don't have to give all the details, but there's something going on in the school. We need you to pick the kids up early, or we're sending them home early, or don't, you know, whatever the case may be, and let the parents decide at that point. But don't hide it for them, or not hide it, but don't not tell them, you know?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have sent my kid. Nope.
No, it's so scary these days. And, you know, me and my friend Nicole, we were talking about it, and Haley, she's going to be going to kindergarten in,
oh my gosh,
2 years. But she was telling me that she wants to homeschool Haley, and, you know, her family and friends, other family and friends, they don't agree with it, that they think that she should send her to school. Now, do I think something will happen in kindergarten or first grade? No, especially around here,
yeah, our
in
area.
In our direct area.
Yeah.
Will something happen? 90% sure nothing will happen. However, you just never know, especially these days. So I agree, you know, she should probably homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least maybe not make that total decision yet and see where things go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an option.
Yeah. Our schools around our area, all of them pretty much have SROs, which are police officers. They're not security officers. They are police officers with guns on them. I think the school that Haley would be going to has two, pretty sure. Or maybe just one, but they do have two officers that maybe switch.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel better. Even my son's school has police officers in the school.
Now, does your school have security guards as well?
Yeah, they have SRO officers. They're police officers. So they're not, security guards are like a step under police officers, you know. We have legit police officers. My brother-in-law is a cop, and he some days is there too. He's, you know, taking care of the school, watching the kids, watching the parking lot, making sure no one's, you know, doing anything. They have cameras they installed. They installed a little, like, front door area now that is bulletproof. It's 3 doors to get through that are all locked. So if someone was trying to get into the building, they can't make it through all 3 doors. If they got past the first one, they're not getting through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love that. It's much safer now.
So it's totally different from when we were in school.
Yeah, everything. And this is the scary world we're growing up in, is that everyone wants to blame guns, but it's not even guns. It's the mental illness that's running rampant in our country. It's a lot, you know? And if you look at every one of these, either bullies or these school shootings, it all comes down to mental illness. They're on psychiatric drugs. They have bipolar. They have schizophrenia.
Or they're diagnosed with that and they're not taking their medication.
So although we need gun safety, we also need mental illness help in this country. And until people want to realize that and put two and two together, nothing's going to change. So, yeah, we have to live in fear. We have to be fearful sending our kids to school. You know, no amount of gun control is gonna protect them, because the crazies always have a way of getting guns. The criminals always have a way of getting guns, right?
Yeah.
The good people can't. The bad people will always have guns. So, yeah, I feel for her.
That's the problem.
I feel for Nicole. I worry all the time. Every parent out there. It's just a new fear that we have to deal with. And these kids are getting crazier and crazier, just like bashing people's heads in. When we were in school, the biggest fight that happened were people were throwing punches, right?
Yeah.
A split lip, a bloody nose, a black eye, and that was it. Now they're killing each other. Like, what is going on?
It's crazy. You know, I remember when I was in high, well, when we were in high school, there was one police officer, and then we had security guards, you know, through the school district. But we had one police officer that stayed in the high school,
mm-hmm.
and if something, God forbid, happened, they were jumping their police car and go to the middle school or elementary school or whatever. Now I'm pretty sure that they have police officers probably in every school.
Yes. I would think so. I would hope so.
Like you said, they probably have more than one, you know, in each school, which is needed. Even out here, and we're nowhere near the city. We're upstate.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
I wonder what they have in the city, if they do have the police officers in the schools, or if it's just like our area type thing, you know? I know schools across the country have them in the schools, but I think the city needs it more, because cities, you know, they typically have more crime, more murders, more all the bad stuff, because it's just so many people in one area. So I would feel like the schools would have police officers in the schools down there, definitely.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. And talking about schools, do you know that Gio, his school just alerted me that the day of the solar eclipse, that school is letting out early. It's a half day.
Really?
Meaning he's leaving school at 11 in the morning.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know. I am so weirded out, Shauna. I don't know if you've been following this with the solar eclipse happening, but it's just really weird, and it's like creeping me out a little bit. You know, my little doomsday prepper hairs are rising on my skin.
Are you prepping?
I'm gonna say yes. You know that Walmart order I had the other day was like a lot of my. I didn't do anything crazy, guys. I'm not that nuts. I did get extra water.
Are you sure?
I'm fucking nuts. No, I am crazy. But I got water. I got evaporated milk, which I get that every month to stock up in my basement. It's like dry powdered milk, even though it's disgusting. God forbid there is a power outage, the grid goes down, even a natural disaster, your fridge isn't going to work. So if you need milk for the baby, like I need it for my daughter, or you just need milk, you just mix water with it. It tastes disgusting, but it helps. Anyway, though, I bought a few of those things. But what is going on? Have you been following this?
I haven't really been following it. I didn't even know about it until you told me. And your sister sent you the video and you had sent it to me.
Yeah.
So I did some research. And we had, the last solar eclipse we had was in 2017. And me and you were talking. I don't remember it. You were looking out of a cereal box.
Yes. A pinhole in my cereal box.
I don't even remember it. I was probably sleeping.
Probably. Yeah, you probably were.
I probably was. But I plan on being awake for this because if something happens, I want to witness it.
You sure you don't want to be sleeping peacefully and like not know what's going on?
I don't know.
Well, I'm in my house. Pack up the car! It's happening!
Where are you going to go?
Nowhere. I'm going to die.
I saw that it's going from Texas, which I actually been to the area that it's going right through, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, like, it's a very country area in Texas. So, very beautiful. So, it's going from Texas all the way to, like, Maine, New England area.
So, just straight diagonal across the country.
Yeah. So, but I did see that it's going through, like, 7 towns in the country that have the same name.
Yes.
Nineveh.
And it's creepy. That's why all these conspiracy theories are coming out from biblical times, right? Nineveh was a biblical city for Jonah.
Yes. And he got swallowed by a whale.
Yeah. And it was like the end of times. So this eclipse is going through, you said 7, right?
Yes.
7 towns called Nineveh in different states. Nineveh. That's weird. That's weird. So you can see, although I don't think it's the end of the world, you can see where these biblical people or really crazy conspiracy theorists are like, something's happening. This is biblical. This is God. His second coming, they're saying. End of the world type shit, type stuff. But what's getting me, I was like, I just kept like shrugging. Whatever. People are crazy. I'm crazy, but these people are crazier. But then once the school out of nowhere was like, we're closing for the day or the kids have to leave at 11, I'm like, whoa. And all the schools around the area are doing that. And all the schools around the path of this are doing that. And even around.
I think they're closed.
Closing. Even if they're not in the direct path, they're closing. Like, guys, why? Why? And no one has an answer. Everyone's giving these bullshit answers. Oh, so the kids can be home and watch the solar eclipse. What? What? They can watch it from school. Like, when we had the last one, I believe Gio watched it in school. You know, I watched it from my porch. Why are they closing school, Shauna? Doesn't that, like, scare you a little bit? Or, like, make you question?
Well, I want to know what they know that we don't know.
Exactly. Why? And the other thing they said is they don't want... There's going to be a lot of traffic because of the solar eclipse.
Yeah, I saw that they're calling in the National Guard because of traffic. So people are coming from all over.
I know. To maybe where the direct path is it going to get like pitch black, I'm guessing? Because a few years ago when it happened, I was outside. It didn't get pitch black. It was almost like a cloud went in front of the sun and it didn't get pitch black out. So it was so fast, you know?
Well, yeah, but why would you travel thousands and thousands of miles?
Some people may, but do you really need the National Guard for that?
No.
And do you need to close schools? We're not even in the direct path of it, and they're closing schools all around. That's really weird.
It is weird. And they're telling us to stock up on food,
yeah,
gas.
But nothing's going on, guys, but you should do that. Nothing's going on, but we're closing schools. Nothing's going on, but make sure your tanks are full. What?
Yeah.
What?
It just, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
You know, it, I kind of feel like it's when it was going to be the millennium,
mm-hmm.
and they said, like, everything was going to shut down.
Oh, Y2K?
Yeah, Y2K. Yeah, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
But then we did have that big blackout. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. I think so.
My, that was scary.
Yep.
I don't remember what year that was.
I don't either. But yeah, that was bad. And that's what I prepare for. It's just stuff like that, that it's not some craziness. It's more of being without electric. You need to have water. You need to have things that you can eat and make without a fridge or without a stove or without, you know, you can always make a fire, but without an oven, you know? So that's where I always tell people, be prepared. It doesn't have to be some crazy conspiracy theory out there. It's the grid goes down. You have a blackout like has happened multiple times in the U.S. We have a natural disaster. Like, just be prepared. Nothing crazy about that.
No. And, you know, I think it's my mom is just absolutely crazy because she got rid of our gas stoves.
Well.
So.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to her, like, for years, why are you going to get rid of this gas stove? In case our electric goes out, we could still cook.
Yeah.
You know, you just put a match under the light. And she's like, no, it's electric. It's safer. It's this. It's this. Well, first of all, it takes longer to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, if you're out of electric, you can't cook.
Exactly.
So
it's done. It's useless. But you know what they're doing? This is the other crazy thing. We always had gas stoves growing up, and the same thing. When the power went out, you took a match, and you lit the burner, and you had flames, right?
Yeah.
We use it to heat. Like, if it was cold in the winter, my dad would put pots of water on the stove and boil them, and it would give off, like, steam and heat in the house to keep us, like, a little warm. Or we could cook. Now, these stoves that they're making, they don't let you do that anymore.
And what I didn't. Do you mean?
So my friend was, she's building a house, and she was like, oh, what kind of stove do you have? And I told her, and she's like, okay, I love your stove. I'm going to go to this little appliance store we have in our area, and I'm going to get that stove. I said, okay. She calls me the next day. She's like, I didn't get that stove. I'm like, why? She goes, well, the guy there was really nice, and he told us, especially in these times, do you want to be able to light your stove in case the electric goes out? And she's like, yeah, of course. And he goes, well, KitchenAid, which is what I have, KitchenAid and a bunch of other brands have stopped the ability to do that. And I'm like, no way. Well, we had a power outage like a few days later, so I tried it. I took a match. I turned on the burner. Nothing. Nothing, Shauna. So they have now made stoves that you cannot light them if the power goes down. And that really upsets me. If I would have known that, I would have never bought this stove. So it's like they don't want you to be able to survive, you know? Right?
What do they know that we don't know?
Exactly. And Kelly, I'm gonna have to ask her for the brand of stove that still allows you to do it, because that's what people should be buying right now, is the stove that allows you to. But all these big brands out there, like mine, I love KitchenAid, but hey guys, why'd you do it? Why can't we light it now if the electric goes out, the power goes out? That's really messed up.
See, I thought it was just an automatic thing that you would be able to do.
It used to be, but now they put, like, a lock. So I was Googling on ways to dismantle that. Like, how can I get around this? And there's nothing out there. I'm sure someone could figure it out, but I don't want to mess with that. I'm not, you know, I don't want to blow the house up.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
That is crazy. So she did buy a stove.
Yeah, so she got one that she can use if the power goes out. I'm going to ask her what brand it was, so
I wonder if it's like an older stove.
She said it wasn't like an older model. It was like a newer model, but it's just that maybe the people who make it believe in having that ability to heat food up or cook in case there's a natural disaster or the power's out, you know?
Yeah. It's just, times are changing, and it's so scary what the world is coming to.
I know. My poor kids, all of our kids growing up in this the future. What is the future? I don't know what they're going to have to deal with. It's really scary.
It is. And the scariest part is that there's only a handful of us that are trying to stop it.
Yeah.
The other ones are just going with the flow.
Yeah, they're going with the flow, or they're looking at you like you're crazy, or they're like, what? You know, not everything's hunky-dory. What are you talking about? Somehow they don't see it. They don't see it. Or they have a skewed view of what's going on, and then they see the other side as bad or trying to make bad things happen, and that's not the case, you know?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's a little bit of brainwashing on all sides. It's a little bit like the media brainwashing. It's just not getting out of their own heads. I have very intelligent friends who do not see anything happening to this country bad. They're like, why are you stocking up on stuff? Nothing can happen here. You're crazy. Nothing. To say nothing could ever happen here, come on. You know, like, it could. That's just, I found that very ignorant to not think that anything bad could happen to us as a country, be it terrorism, our own government, or a natural disaster that takes everything out. That's really ignorant to not think that something could happen.
Look at that hurricane, those hurricanes that we had.
Yeah.
You know, we've never had hurricanes like that, I don't think ever. And we had two pretty much back to back.
Yeah. And so much damage.
Look at the damage that it caused. I mean, my backyard was the lake.
Yeah. You're lucky that you didn't have your house whole all flooded.
Well, the basement was pretty flooded.
But up here, you know,
but that sucks. The house wasn't, our living space was not flooded.
Yeah.
The basement was flooded. The fire department had to come and pump it out. It was bad.
That's bad. It gets a fire department here.
Yeah, it was really bad. And, you know, I remember, like, the road was just gone. Like, there was just, I'm pretty sure I have pictures of it somewhere. You know, there was holes in the road, and it was just, it was bad. And to think that that can't happen again or something worse, like you said, is ignorant.
Mm-hmm. It's very ignorant. And then they look at me or others like we're the ignorant ones, or we're crazy, or we're just like doofy, you know, like something's wrong with us. But I always say it's better to think the worst or plan for the worst case scenario than to not.
Yeah.
And I pray that they're right. I don't wish for anything bad to happen. I pray that I am a nut job. You know, I pray that that's what I am. But if something were to go down, who would be the smart one? Who would be prepared? Who would be able to protect and help her family? Me, you know?
Yeah.
And others who do it. And the other people, not going to make it. Not going to survive very long. And that's just, hey, they say survival of the fittest. That's what would happen. It would be, that's what would happen in this country. Maybe we do need that, you know? My brother says it all the time. We need a good, not that I want this, but this is what he says. We need something big to happen that just flushes out the weakest link on all aspects. Doesn't, it's not even political. On all sides, flush out the weakest link and survival of the fittest.
I agree. And on that note, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me at The Real Shauna May on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Bella_Lala125.
And make sure to check out our website, ShaunaAndLala.com. We will see you next week.